House Speaker Paul Ryan has said what he is not going to do. Let's ask what he is up to.
Ryan told reporters yesterday the Republican Party should not draft him as a presidential candidate.
Let me be clear. I do not want, nor will I accept the nomination for our party.
It's a nomination he decided not to seek some time ago. Though many Republicans are dismayed by their options now, Ryan says this summer's Republican convention should not turn to him.
Let me speak directly to the delegates on this. If no candidate has a majority on the first ballot, I believe that you should only choose from a person who has actually participated in the primary. Count me out.
The remaining contenders, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich.
Speaker Ryan's House colleagues include Republican Mike Pompeo of Kansas. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Steve, it's great to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Didn't Ryan also refuse to be House Speaker?
He did, but he was pretty unequivocal yesterday. And I think Speaker Ryan presented a very clear set of priorities, things he wants to get done, that the Republican Party can return to being a party of ideas. I think he was pretty unequivocal yesterday.
Well, when you say return to a party of ideas, there are lots of Republicans who are dismayed by their remaining choices. Setting Ryan aside, keeping him out of it, I wonder if you agree with his assertion that Republicans should go ahead and choose from the candidates that remain if they have that option at the convention.
So I'm fairly new to politics. I've only been doing this for a handful of years. I've been to one convention that I have great confidence. I watched the delegate selection process in Kansas. We chose Senator Cruz to get the majority of our delegates. I'm confident that those delegates, when they arrive in Cleveland, will form good judgments about who to select. And we have a set of rules that says you have to get to one, 50% plus one. And I look forward to being there and watching the process before. And I'm confident we will select a conservative candidate that will go on in November to defeat Secretary Clinton.
That's a very gracious answer. But are you saying, as Ryan did, that they should choose from among Trump, Cruz, and Kasich?
I think they'll make a good choice. I think they'll sort through it. We have a set of rules for a reason, and they'll have a good outcome. It may turn out that for some reason or another, those three aren't the ones that can garner 50% plus one. I think that's important. We have to win in November. The American people are demanding a return to a government that is limited and supports liberty. We haven't had that for 8 years.
And as you allude to, the rules may allow choice of someone else if nobody gets a majority on the first ballot. Let me ask here about substance, because what Speaker Ryan says he's really trying to focus on is an agenda, putting forward an ideas-based agenda. What is one vital, positive idea that you think will unite Republicans?
Well, I think there are a number. I mean, our history back to Lincoln is pretty clear. We stand for getting government out of the way, letting people make good decisions for themselves in education, returning power to school boards and to teachers and to parents so they can educate the children. It's a good example of a core principle. And while at the edges we might not agree exactly on the right actions in every case, that fundamental idea, that principle that we ought to return government to the lowest level that can achieve the objective of liberty, and in that case to make sure our kids get a good education, is a perfect example of a stark difference between our party and the Democrat Party.
Although the differences become more plain when you begin talking about more specific things that Republicans would like to do. I'm thinking, for example, of Obamacare. Republicans are united against Obamacare, but Speaker Ryan has promised that this year he will come up with a replacement for Obamacare. Of course, his predecessor as Speaker never did come up with one. It was hard for Republicans ever to agree on anything. Has Ryan come up with a replacement as far as you know?
You're getting close. There is an enormous consensus about the disaster that Obamacare has been. One of the things that Speaker Ryan said was that he thinks that distrust in government is a result of distress in politics. I actually think it's distrust in government that has led to the politics of today. That is, we had a president who said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, and no American believes that anymore. I think at its core, if we can return, and healthcare is a perfect example, if we can return trust in government to actually create opportunity for folks to make good decisions about their own healthcare, I think we'll see less of the politics of today, which I know so many are rejecting.
Okay, so you said you think that Ryan is close to coming up with an alternative to Obamacare. Let me ask quickly, I've got about a minute here, about one other issue. Speaker Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, wants on illegal immigration, wants a pathway to legal status, not necessarily citizenship, for people who are in this country illegally. That is a position very controversial in your party. Presidential candidates who wanted anything like that were mostly destroyed. Do you think your party is anywhere close to unity on that issue?
I think we're much closer than the public discourse would lead you to believe. I think this idea that the rule of law ought to prevail, that we have an immigration system that is backwards today, it's much too easy to come here illegally and very, very difficult to become an immigrant through a lawful process. I think we need to reverse those. I think our party has an enormous consensus around that. It is true that on the details, exactly how to do that and how to handle the issue of the folks who are here today unlawfully remains a challenge for us.
Congressman Pompeo, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Representative Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas.